We have been speaking these past few weeks about the concept referred to by the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva of Tardema, the stupor into which a person falls almost unawares during the year, and from which the shofar is supposed to arouse us during the month of Elul, and particularly on Rosh Hashanah. I have mentioned two gedorim of tardema, two different categories of stupor from which the shofar is supposed to awaken us. One is referred to by the Rambam directly in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva, a tardema in which a person finds himself, his behavior and his thinking prejudiced by the superficiality, the vanity, the gashmias of Olam Hazeh. That's one type of tardema that dulls our senses. The second type of tardema we mentioned, reflected in the Nevi'im, was a tardema that comes from mitzvahs anoshi milimoda. We get into the habit of doing mitzvahs, and eventually we do mitzvahs in our sleep. Like a person walks in his sleep and he doesn't really know what he's doing, so too we get the habit and the routine of doing mitzvahs can become so automatic and such a second nature that we mamish can do mitzvahs figuratively while we walk in our sleep. There's also a tardema, the mitzvahs anoshi mumumoda. The final, at least to the best of my knowledge, the final and the third category that we find in Tnach and in Chazal of tardema is another type of sleep, figurative and literal. And that is a tardema of atzmus, a sleep of laziness. And it's interesting that in Perek Yutes of Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech refers to this tardema. The pasuk says, atzma tapil tardema. Laziness makes a deep sleep, or brings a deep sleep to fall upon a person. Atzma tapil tardema. Rashi learns pshat that the atzmus, the laziness itself, places a deep sleep upon a person. The Gaon learns pshat that the tardema brings atzmus. They reinforce one another. Both pshatim obviously complement each other. The midah of laziness leads a person to sleep, and sleeping reinforces the midah of laziness. Those are the pshatim we find in the Gaon and in Rashi, and atzma tapil tardema. The Mesilas Yeshorim in the Prokim on Zrizus speaks about the midah of atzmus, of laziness. We see many times, he says, Perek Vav, Shekvar nibo sha'odom yodea chovoso v'nis'ames etzmo ma'sheroi lo ma'hatzomas nafsho. Many times we see that a person knows very well what he should do, what he should avoid doing. He knows ma'shechovo olov mitzad boro, and he knows what the obligation is, what Hashem wants from him, as he says in the beginning of the Sefer. The afu pikenya nichehu, and he leaves it. He doesn't do it. He doesn't do it not because it's not important to him, not because he doesn't understand, not because he doesn't appreciate, but out of laziness. The midah of laziness can get a person to avoid doing things that he knows to be so true and so correct and so proper for him as 2 and 2 is 4. That's the power of the mida of laziness, to be mizgaber on the seichel of a person. This mida is particularly dangerous for two reasons, for three reasons that we find in the Sforim. First of all, it's a shave the altase. A person isn't doing anything wrong, quote unquote. So he doesn't wake up for a minyan. He didn't do anything bad. He overslept. Put him in jail because he overslept. A person goes back to his room after breakfast, and he's too lazy to get back into the Beis Medrash at 9 o'clock. It's laziness. He's relaxing, he's talking, he's chatting. He doesn't feel an obligation to go. He's not doing anything wrong. He'll come in 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes later, whenever he comes in. He'll come in later. A person doesn't do anything bad. It's the Shevi Al-Tase. It's how the Rabbeinu Yonah already writes in Shari Tshuva that it's very difficult for a person to accept psychologically, intellectually also, not just psychologically. It's hard for a person to accept psychologically that not doing something can be bad, like doing something wrong. It's hard to accept that the Shevi Al-Tase, not doing anything, many times can be just as bad and sometimes worse than the kum v'yaseh. It's very hard to accept that. So we find that problem mentioned already in the Rishonim. The Mesilas Yesharim just touches upon it here. Afal pi she'eino osa ra b'kum v'yaseh, even though he's doing nothing bad but kum v'yaseh. Gamis, but he brings the pasuk. Gamis rapei b'malachto, och hu l'bal mashris. It's a gewaltic pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Yud Ches. A person who's lazy in doing his avoidus Hashem. Gam misrapei b'malachto. Even the person who's lazy in doing the malachus Hashem, ach hu l'bal mashris. He's a brother. He's a twin to a bal mashris. To a person who is destructive. A Baal Mashris is a murderer, a man who destroys people. The man who is lazy destroys himself. Even though it's Shevi Al-Tase. There's a second reason that this Midah is so dangerous. The Mesilas Yesharim refers to it a little later in the same parak. He's referring to Psukim in Mishlei, and he says like this, Ra'isi godel harashabo shehu ke'eres. You hear? The midah of laziness is like a poison that enters into the body of a person. Ha'holeich u'mispashet mi'at mi'at. It spreads little by little throughout the body. It's like a cancer. Ein pumaso nikeres ad hamisa. You don't even know that the person is so sick and he's poisoned until he dies. It's so insidious. Instead of a person gets a bite from a poisonous insect or a snake, has for sure, and at first it only just irritates you a little bit, and you rub it and you put on some ointment. A person doesn't know it's a deadly poison until it spreads all over the body, has for sure, and it's too late. That's what atzlus is. Understand? A person doesn't recognize that atzlus can destroy a person's whole life. It can destroy a person's man. It can destroy a person's year in Eretz Yisrael. Because it works insidiously. A person doesn't recognize it. And listen, all I did was come late here and sleep a little bit extra there. Before you look around, a day goes by, a week goes by, a month goes by. Months go by. We've had Talmidim like that in the yeshiva. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart, and I plead with them the whole year. I says, much worse, I get much more aggravation from the awareness that you're inculcating within, you're injecting yourself, you're reinforcing a need of laziness that's destroying you. Much more aggravation than if you don't show up for a minyan, you don't come to a Seder. I can live with that. But you don't realize, but before you look around, oh, this man goes by and nothing has been accomplished, because the whole avodas Hashem is through atzlus. That's the second reason why it's so dangerous. We don't realize it. We don't realize it because of the Shevi Al-Tasa. We're not doing anything actively. And secondly, because it's so insidious. It doesn't hit you over the head. It doesn't stab you in the back. It's not a sudden blow. But it just destroys little by little the opportunity for achievement and for progress. And there's a third reason why this midah is especially so deadly. And I use the word deadly very accurately. And I found it in Reb Aaron, a very interesting insight. He relates to a Medrash Rabbo in Bereshis. The Chazal say, Tchilas Mapolo Sheino. The beginning of a person's downfall is sleep. That's the literal title of the Medrash. And Reb Aaron defines the Medrash so beautifully. He says, a man is brought into the world to be active. A person is alive if he's active and functioning. It's not without justification, obviously, that he mentions that the Chazal say when a person is sleeping, he's 1/60th dead. When a man is sleeping, he's out of this world. He said, he's out of the world because he's not functioning. He's not functioning. The mind isn't working. The legs aren't moving. He's not speaking. His arms are still. Tchilas mapola shena. When a man falls asleep, then he ceases to live. He's not in existence anymore. He's not here. It's like he's out of this world, literally out of this world. You know, there's a gevaltik maral, a brilliant pshat, in a Chazal. The Chazal tell us that the reason that the caver of Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden from man, we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, is because he was not a Zoris in rising to punish Zimri, the Paskin, the Amocha, Bol Arami's Kanoim Pogimbo, and Pinchas took the mitzvah from him. The Maral gives a very interesting pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu's midah of zrizus was weakened at that time, when it came to the Egel Hazov and he had to take on Gan's Klal Yisrael, he was willing to do so. There he didn't lack zrizus. So he gives a very interesting philosophical reason. I'll just touch on it. He mentioned, because it's so fascinating, because Klal Yisrael was nichshel in arroyos, in immorality, which is also a midah that's rooted in the physical part of man. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the melech of Klal Yisrael. So the weakness of Klal Yisrael also had a spiritual effect upon his midah of zrizus, and permitted the midah of gashmius, the midah of atzlus, to be misgaber on him. Atzlus and arroyos come from the same source, obviously, the physical side of man, as Mr. Shem will talk about shortly. Bezer Hashem. But be that as it may, the Chazal tell us that because Moshe Rabbeinu, on his level, which we can't even comprehend, because Moshe Rabbeinu on his level permitted the midah of atzlus to keep him back from avenging the avera of Zimri, for this reason his kever is hidden from man, hidden from our knowledge. The Maral says, what's the connection? What's one thing got to do with the other? And he says, based on this yesod, because when a man is in the throes of atzlus, when a man's in the clutches of atzlus, of laziness, he's not in this world. He's non-existent. So therefore, it's a midah connected midah, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not Zoris. Because according to the standard of Torah, on his level, the Ebershus Medakdek with Tzadikim to a hair's breadth, on his level he was punished for a mida of atzmus, for a hair, a speck of atzmus. Atzmus is the mida where a man is not existent. He's not there. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't act when Zimri perpetrated the terrible chilul Hashem in the eyes of Ganska. He didn't act. It was as if he wasn't there. So therefore, his kever is not here. We don't know where his kever is. So Rav Aaron points out that that's the pshat in the Medrash. The beginning of the downfall of a person removing himself from the involvement with life in the fullest, dynamic, vital sense of the word, is when a person permits himself to fall victim to the midah of atzmus, of laziness. We're not just talking about sleep in a literal sense, as I said before, but sleep also in a figurative sense, in both dimensions of the word. So there's three reasons why this midah is so very, very dangerous. The fact that it's a midah of b'sheve altase, the fact that it is insidious, it creeps up upon the person, and we don't see immediately what we're going to lose eventually if it just spreads all over the whole body. And then this last point, because it's a midah that is essential to our existence and our functioning in Olam Hazeh. There are two reasons why it is especially difficult to make the task harder for us. There's two reasons why the mitzvah is especially hard for a person to overcome, the midah of atzmus. I want to share with you an interesting Rabbeinu Yonah here in Avos, and then I will. The Mesilas Yesharim really is an elaboration and amplifies this point that the Rabbeinu Yonah makes in Avos. Remember, there's a Mishnah at the end of the second parak. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Hayom kotzer hamalacha meruba, ha'poalim atzeli, ha'balabayis dochek ve'socher harbe." The workers are lazy. The workers are lazy. Listen to this, Rabbeinu Yonah. I completely forgot about it till the end of last month when we learned it in the Avos Vadi. And Mamash forgot this insight that he mentions here. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says like this: Who are the workers who are lazy? Poalim atzeling. Eilu b'nei Adam. It's you and I. Eilu b'nei Adam shemis atzling. Nilmo Torah, the people who are too lazy to learn Torah. Ki gam hachomim, listen to this, chidush. Gam hachachomim has reason. You hear what he says? Even chachomim who are zrizim, misatzim. It's an amazing chidush. Even chachomim who have the need of zrizus, even they are lazy, the Rabbeinu Yonah says. How can that be? Chachomim and zrizim. The contradiction in terms, how can they be lazy? Ki teva ha'odom hu leis atzel. You hear? Because it's human nature to be lazy. Ve'ein odom nitzo heimeno. Yesh marbe v'yesh mami. It's human nature for a person to be lazy, and it escapes no person. Some people more, some people less. We have to know our enemies. We have to know what we're up against when we speak about the tardema, the stupor of laziness, which also robs us from our avodas Hashem. The Mesilas Yesharim really, as I said, it elaborates upon this, and he says as follows. He said the nature of man is very heavy and to be lazy, the physical side of man. Therefore, he says, "Mo yachpos adam b'toreach malacha." Everybody wants to be left alone. Nobody's looking for work, and nobody's looking to exert himself, and nobody's looking to exhaust himself. Misha rotza nischos na avoides habori is borach. Sorich shiyisgaber atzmo kenegativo. A man wants to do avodas Hashem, he has to be misgaber against his very nature. And that's why it's so difficult. A person has to work against his nature in order for a person to pick himself up. Understand? To pick himself out of bed in the morning. He has to, it's a battle against human nature. It's not so simple. Sorech she yizgaber asmo negativo, yizgaber asmo fi yizdarish. Him hu meiniach asmo miyad kveduso, vaday shemo yatzich. If a person just leaves himself go and won't exhibit the tremendous inner strength and discipline that it takes in order to go against his basic human nature, then he's never going to do anything when it comes to avodas Hashem. It requires a tremendous hisgabrus, and a person has to be prepared for that type of a battle. A person is sitting and talking, and it's time to go to a seder, time to go to a shir. It's against human nature. It's against the physical side of man to pull himself out from the up out of the bed or out of the chair or break off the conversation. I got to go to shir. I got to go into the base medrash. It's not so simple. It's a battle against the human nature of man. You know that one of Newton's laws is bodies at rest tend to remain at rest. And that happens to be what we're talking about here. Unless a person exhibits a tremendous amount of ruchniistic energy, we want to be left alone, we want to remain at rest. And atzmus is inherent, atzmus is inherent in human nature. That's what we see in the Rabbeinu Yoina. That's what the Mesilas Yeshurim tells us. There's a second reason why it's so very difficult to overcome the natural tendency of a person to be made. A second. Shlomo HaMelech refers to it initially as well. Chochom otzel be'eino nishivo neshivetan. The lazy man in his eyes is smarter than everybody else. And the seven, if a king chooses seven wise ministers to counsel him in all difficult problems of the country, he uses that marshal. The man who is lazy looks in his eyes is smarter than all seven of them put together. Because he's constantly rationalizing. The man who is lazy, he has the best excuses in the world. Thinks of such reasons to justify his lack of activity and his laziness that he is a genius. The ability to rationalize reaches its ultimate pinnacle when it comes to rationalizing laziness. An amazing thing. And we see the Mesilas Yeshurim elaborates upon this more when you see the same thing in Mishlei, Psukim in Mishlei, one after another, the constant rationalizations of the man who is lazy. Now it's too cold outside, now it's too hot outside, now it's raining, now the sun is shining, the sunstroke. Always reasons why he can't go to do a mitzvah, why he can't daven the tzibur. Constant excuses flow from the lips of the man who is lazy, more than any other midah. To share a few sentences here from the Mesilas Yeshurim. He says he doesn't see that the reasons that he's giving are not reasons for his behavior, for his lack of activity, but his lack of activity is the cause of the reasons. Not that the reasons are a cause of his laziness is the cause of the rationalizations. They don't come from his seichel. Ela mimkorat zuso hem gnovim. They come from this mid of laziness, and it's a defense mechanism. I wanted to suggest, and to me it's obvious, why is it that particularly by laziness is the danger of rationalization so very prevalent? And why particularly by laziness? And I wanted to say, push it, because of what we just said before. Because it's so inherent in human nature, the hardest thing, if Yisrael Salanter says to change one midah is harder than mastering ganshas. Especially a midah like laziness, which is inherent in human nature. That's what we've seen Rabbeinu Yoinim. It's inherent in human nature. And the Suez Yisroim says later, only an angel is perfect in the midah's reasons. But if a person is a boser v'dom, if a man has a body, then part of our physical makeup is conducive to laziness. A person has to be misgaber against it. And that's why it's so difficult. First of all, because we have to change an aspect, we have to overcome and have a weakness that's inherent in human nature. And secondly, because you're always covering up. You're hiding. I had an experience last week where I was extremely frustrated, very frustrated, in the evening. My time was very, very pressed during the day and the next day, and I needed the night desperately to make certain preparations for Bobby to see whatever it was already. I don't remember exactly. It's not important. I did not want to go to sleep early. And what I wanted to do at home was learning for you. Whatever then, I felt an enormous pressure. Anyway, I walked into the house, and my wife tells me that I have to leave. And I have to leave to take care of a certain surfing vessel. And I knew that my evening is gone. It's finished. This is exactly what happened. Maybe it looked like it would take me an hour, but I knew that it's finished. I'm missing me and Tamara. I'll run around for a minute. Still, I'm able to sit down again and do what I wanted to do. You stand at 9 o'clock when I had to leave the house. It'll be after 11, and that's exactly what happened. Trying to analyze my behavior. You know, I try very much to practice what I teach. I can never give a shul, even when I was a rav in the shul for 15 years, I never gave a sermon Shabbos morning to my Bama Bati, unless I felt the subject related to me. If I didn't feel I was talking to myself and that I have to hear what I'm saying, I could never speak. Certainly, a machas kama v'kama in a yeshiva talking to a yeshiva bachi, I can never speak unless I'm holding by what I'm speaking. If I feel that I have to work on the topic of which I'm speaking myself, then I can talk with it. If I don't speak, if I'm not addressing myself as well as you, then I can't speak. So something happened that evening, and it aggravated me later on. When the smoke cleared and I began to think a little bit, the cough began to work, I stopped feeling sorry for myself. I asked myself, why should I have been so frustrated? The mitzvah, I didn't go looking for the mitzvah. I had a tochnit, what I wanted to do that night. The mitzvah came looking for me. And when that happens, it's a sign that I need the mitzvah. And I've spoken about that a lot. I felt very bad that I didn't practice what I preached. I started to look into myself, and it always hurts when you do that. And I came up with an answer that somehow relates to tonight. The answer is that the reason that I was so upset and so frustrated was because of laziness. I didn't want to go out of the house. It wasn't that I didn't want to be taken from my desk. Somehow, Mishamayim, Eibishter wanted me to go out of the house and take care of the mitzvah. So I should have gone to Simcha Gedolim.
I should have gone with a tremendous sympathy. Bishter did not want my Mirny that night. He wanted my Chesed that night. And this is an elementary hashkofa for me. It's elementary. It's something I learned from my Rebbeim years ago. And something I tried to practice. And the amazing thing is that for several hours I wasn't even aware of why I was so upset. It was camouflaged. I also rationalized exactly what he says here. I rationalized. I have so much to do tonight, and when am I do it? Now I'll fall behind tomorrow. I won't have time to talk to Bochim. I'll have to be preparing instead. I won't be able to learn. I had tremendous rationalizations, but they were false. They weren't true. When I stripped away the Purim costume and the camouflage, and later and I started to think, what happened? How could it be that I got so upset? I came up with the answer because of my laziness. That's why. That's what he means. Understand, there's no midah that a person will rationalize as effectively as when it comes to laziness. And that's why it's so hard to gain, to overcome that midah. That's the second reason. Past Shabbos, I was looking in the Shema Kodosh. I found a fascinating insight. I don't look regularly, I should. But I don't look regularly. There's the Valtit Hashkofas at the end of every Parsha. The Shema Kodosh and the Chumash, and the Parshas of the Chumash is divided into three sections. Ner Mitzvah is Hamacha. Torah Or is Kabbalah. The Derech Chayim Tokachos Musar are Hashkofas. With the Baal. Doesn't need my Haskamah. The Grenius and Ibershitz, I believe it was, used to learn every week with the Talmidim, the Shema Kodosh, and the Derechayim Tokopos Musa. So I found it so interesting. I hadn't noticed it before. I found in Parshas Kisavo and a few psukim, but he mentions, Rashi says, Haskei Shema Yisrael Hayom Ezen Yeson Li'am. Another pasuk, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavecha. So Rashi says, B'chol Yom Yiyu Beinecha Kechadoshim. You remember the Rashi. So it's so interesting. Yerachayim HaKadosh says, K'mal Godol Hu Mekiyam Mitzvahs. Sheyasam Bezrizus. You hear a person should do mitzvahs? Excuse me, with the Gevaltik Zrizus. Ki'ilu hayom nitztavo. Like we got the mitzvah now for the first time. It's the first time I'm putting on shlomo. The first time I'm putting on my tzitzit. The first time I'm benching. The first time I'm saying a shlom esrei. A person should do the mitzvah with a gevaltig zrizus. And mention that that helps to overcome the mitzvah anoshim min modal. I'm going to talk about that for the next couple of weeks. The mitzvah anoshim min modal. A person is able to overcome if he relates to every mitzvah as if it was given now for the first time. He didn't have it long enough to get into the heaven. So it's interesting, when he speaks about the Midas Rizus, he speaks about the Midas Rizus, he mentions that as a way to overcome the weakness of mitzvahs are not in the heaven. The Tzitzis HaTzadik says, that the Knesset, the first step of a person's Avodas Hashem, is to train oneself to do mitzvahs with Azrizus. That's the first step in Avodas Hashem. I want to conclude with one of two etzes that the Mesilas Yesharim gives for acquiring the Gemida of Zrizus. Ideally, the Gemida of Zrizus should come from the feelings of our heart. But he mentions in the Pukim of Zuzu, whose basic is sold in Avodas Hashem, that if a person acts with Zuzu, this in itself inculcates the feelings within the person. A man cannot wait until he'll be motivated with a tremendous simcha in joy and love and Avodas Hashem. He's going to wait a long time. And it'll be something, when it comes, it'll be superficial. If a person does mitzvahs with zrizus, then this in itself inculcates within himself the love and the simcha for doing mitzvahs, which generates zrizus. That the outward actions and behavior influence the inner psyche and nature of the individual. This is one of the most basic principles in Avodas Hashem that we find in the Rishonim. It's attributed to the Balei Musar. But we find it in the Rishonim, the whole Sefer Achinu, and his explanation of mitzvahs is based on this Yisod. And therefore he says that the first step in acquiring the mid of Zrizus, that it should become part of our nature, to overcome the mid of Atzlus, is that we should force ourselves to act with the Zrizus even though it's not coming from inside. He refers to an interesting Gemara in Brachos that I want to share with you. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina here that's gevaltig. It says like this: Omar Rav Chalba, Omar Rav Huna, Hayotzei mi beis haknesses al yafsiya psiya gasa. Person, when he leaves the shul, he walks out of the beis medrash, he should not walk with a big step. He shouldn't rush out and he shouldn't take big steps out. Omar Abaya, lo armon elmo mamepa. Rabbi Chalba is only talking when you go out of the beis medrash. But when you go into the base medrash, mitzvah mamir hadas a mitzvah to run. Shenemar near the fall, nedov and near the fall, madasas Hashem. The mitzvah to run, to know the Eibishter, the pasuk in Hosea. Omer Reb Zera, mereish ki havi chazinim hu rabbonon de kol rochim apirka de shabta, amina, kol machami rabbonon shabta. Reb Zera said, when I first saw the Rabbonim running to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos to hear the drush of the Rav, I said the Rabbonim are being mechao Shabbos. They're running on Shabbos, you're not supposed to run on Shabbos. Even the Shaman of Ahad, the Rebbe Tantum, Om Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Yolom Yoriz Rodom Udvar Mitzvah. But when I heard Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi say that a person should always run to do a mitzvah, even on Shabbos, I also began to run on Shabbos when I went to the basement. I want to share with you the Baltic Rabbeinu Yoina here. I was so excited when I came upon this Rabbeinu Yoina, but from a Rishon, you see tremendous insights here, mamish in a word. He says like this, Shenemar Nedon near the form of Dasas Hashem. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Klomar. What do we see in the Pasuk? Kishen near the form. If a person runs to the Beis Medrash, not that he walks or he runs to Davin and he runs to a shir, kishen near the fall, nishkem el yediyo. You hear what he said? Not a Musar statement. Rabbeinu Yoina Brachos. He says, when a person runs to do a mitzvah, nishkem el yediyo, then he'll be zoiche. They have sighted Ishmael to know and to understand the Torah that he's running to learn. Kol dvorim tzrichim hadomus. Everything needs an introduction. Redifo bekan he hagdoma. Running to learn Torah is a hagdoma to learning Torah. Mito cheshko v'tavoso puhome. Since he runs, that in itself will engender the taivin, the cheshik for the learning. The act of zrizus, the physical, external act of zrizus, will inculcate within him a cheshik and a taiva for learning consciously and subconsciously. And from this, his understanding of Torah will be better. The other reason that he gives, the other suggestion he gives for acquiring Zrizus, we don't have time to go into now. It'll take too long for me to discuss it properly. This is the third gather of Tardemor, of a stupor and a deep sleep from which the shofar is designed to waken us. And in a certain sense, this is more insidious than the other two about which we have spoken. But we tend to rationalize. We tend to excuse ourselves. the Devrishter should help us that during his Elul, when we listen to the Shofar every day, we should awaken ourselves from each of these three categories of Tardema, from living, making superficial decisions involving our Ruchnius, being influenced and prejudiced by considerations of Gashmius. Awaken ourselves from the Tardema of Mitzvah Anoshim Mi'u Modo, and to awaken ourselves from the Tardema of Atzmus. And I want to mention before I go down from the Bima here that I finished speaking. It's 9:18. Most people in the yeshiva for many years already, I don't know exactly when it started, it was not always that way, it's totally unimportant, divide the night seder into two parts, 8:30 to 9:30, 9:30 to 10:30, and then Baruch Hashem 10:30 on into the wee hours of the morning, Baruch Hashem. I'm asking everybody that you should start the second half of the night seder now. I was speaking about Zrizus for 45 minutes. So let's practice a little bit Zrizus now, right? And not Atzmus. We should be Zrizing to start the second half of the night seder 10 minutes early. No one will get a check on their report card, understand, and I won't give you a demerit if you do it. We'll start the second hour. There shouldn't be 10 minutes of Atzmus now. And there shouldn't be 10 minutes. Take out, you're all in the base medrash. You took off your hats and jackets before, almost everybody. And if a person didn't, it doesn't take more than 60 seconds to go to the coat room and come back. There's no reason to get lost. You don't need a map to come back into the base medrash. We should practice a little bit what we spoke about tonight. And I would like to ask you to put, we decided to change the time of the shmuah, to put it back where it was a few years ago to the nighttime, for various reasons that we feel, you know, is better for the yeshiva as a whole. But I would not like, I don't speak a full hour. I do not speak a full hour. And I usually start 8:35, and I usually finish around this time a little bit earlier, as a matter of fact. Whenever I finish the Shmuas between 9:10 and 9:15, I would appreciate very much if the Oilam sits down and starts learning right away, to start out the night, the second part of the Seder Bezrizus.